So this is Mary Ingleby interviewing Victor Riso on the 13th of February 2013. So Victor, if we could just begin by you introducing yourself to me.
In what form?
Just tell me, perhaps you could start by telling me a little bit about your family, your parents and your grandparents.
Oh, right. Well, my father was in shipping, and my mother was at home. I only had two grandmothers. The partners were dead. And we lived, as in Gibraltar, everybody very close to each other.
And when did your family come to Gibraltar? Were they?
Ah, well, that's very strange because I've got like a family tree, and I think it was in the 1700s. Before that, I think some of the family were from Genoa, so I believe, and others were from Spain. My mother's family name, which is Reyes, dates back to the year 230 in Naples. Some obscure saint's father, who was a bishop, discovered the family. But I have a feeling that they were a tribe of gypsies traveling across the world and ended up eventually in the north of Spain, above Burgos, in a place called El Valle de Mena, and then they spread all over. Well, they ended up all over the world, as people do eventually. I don't know really how people traveled without airplanes, but they did.
So your family then would call themselves totally Gibraltarian?
Yes. As I say, I have a feeling that they were there actually before Gibraltar became British. There is a family of Risos that live in Campamento, and then they moved up to San Roque, which is the what they call Campo de Gibraltar. But my father had the notion that no resource related to him at all. So I always wonder whether my grandmother, his mother, was born of the Holy Spirit, because I've never heard of that family.
And what can you remember about the house that you lived in when you were a small child?
Ah, that's that. I can remember to the. I think I can remember as far back as 4 years old. Because strangely enough, we lived in Cornwall's Parade, and it was above an eating house then. And eventually, one day, I managed the restaurant, which was called the Sombrero, which was there. But by then, of course, we had moved.
And what was it like, the house?
It was a flat.
A flat, sorry.
Yeah, no, it was a flat which took the whole of the area of the Sombrero below. So it's quite a large flat. And then we moved. The new people who bought the place, literally, I think, asked my father to move out. So we moved to another place.
Thank you. So let's talk now a little bit about what you can remember, maybe about your very early childhood, because as you said, you were seven
Yes.
when you were
Yes.
evacuated. So can you remember anything before that time?
Yes, I can remember very small. I had an aunt who used to take us out. As people are very sort of family surrounded, really. I had a grandmother who would take us out as children. We would go down, my mother would take us out sometimes, and we would go down to what was called the Victoria Gardens, which is now the airport. And I do remember, strangely enough, I do remember being there as a very tiny chap. So I'm not... It's interesting how we got from where we lived and back after going to the Victoria Gardens. I can't remember, but I think I must have gone in a push chair or something.
Because it's quite a long way.
Well, it is a long way, yes. But then, I suppose, then, it didn't seem so long because there was no airfield. So it was more of continuation of the road, really. And I do remember, strangely enough, there was a like a lake, which more like a pond. And in the middle, there was a building which was the isolation hospital, where people were put when they had something contagious, I suppose. I remember the beach, Eastern Beach, because my parents liked going to the beach. In those days, people did not go to the beach. So we had a family called Capurro, Shepherd Capurro, who would join my mother, and I remember being there. I think that was later, because I remember the starting of the civil war in Spain, and the whole of the area of La Linea on the other side of the border, alight with fires, and the people walking along the beach, all the refugees coming into Gibraltar, where the Gibraltarians opened their doors and had them in and looked after them. Apart from that, when I was six, my aunt would take us up to the Alameda Gardens, which is now Humphreys. And I have photographs sitting on the big guns that had been salvaged from the sieges. Apart from that, what they call the Southport gates, with the coat of arms of all the Spanish kings, etc., and our own coat of arms, which was very different to now, because there were gardens on the side of the Trafalgar Cemetery, and then a little garden, sunken garden, on the other side, which now, of course, doesn't exist, because they widened the road for traffic, which is, it's okay, and it looks very nice. And that's, I remember going swimming as well. There used to be, the sea used to come right up to the, what is really Queen's Way, where now, of course, it's all built up. And also, that was about it.
Well, that's pretty good, actually, isn't it?
Yes.
That's lots.